that you can know our ways.
看看我内心有任何恶行没有?
See whether there is any evil way in us.
来教导我们每一位在你的圣道上行走。
To teach us to walk on your way.
我们知道我们每个人都有母亲。
We thank you. We know we all have our mother.
我们首先感谢我们的父神。
We thank you for them.
因为当我们在母胎里面还没有成型的时候,
because while before we were yet born,
神已经认识我们每一位。
You already know us.
而且把我们的一生已经写在他的册子上。
You put our life in your book of life.
他要按照他的计划引导每一位。
That you, according to your will, you guide us.
建造每一位。
You build us up.
这是多么伟大一位赐我们生命气息的父神的心意。
We thank you, our amazing Father.
我们这时候要每一位都感谢我们的母亲。
We also want to thank you for our mother.
不管你的母亲在哪里,
whether they are here,
我们都是心中来思念她。
We remember them.
希望神也与他们同在。
May God be with them.
因为过去当我们还不知道任何生命意义的时候,
because before we yet know anything,
我们的母亲已经细心地照顾。
Our mother was always there.
甚至在母胎的时候, 她已经在教养我们。
Even while we were time before we were yet born,
她一个条根一个条根地为我们长大。
They nurse us to grow.
她甚至于在无微不至的情况之下照顾我们。
They are so meticulously taking care of us.
我们回想到过去种种。
We remember all these cares.
同一个感恩心,
we thank you.
愿神也赐福给他。
May God bless our mothers.
当我们成年的时候,
as we grow,
他还是继续不断地为我们的前程祷告。
We know our mothers continue to pray for us.
甚至为我们的下一代祷告。
And pray for all our children.
这时候我们就求神赐福给所有我们的母亲们。
We pray that God will bless all the mothers.
这时候我们要为我们现在的母亲们祈求。
We pray for them.
我们知道神赐给我们母亲肉身的儿女。
Because we still get us children.
可是神要我们把他们教养成一个属灵的儿女。
You give us a responsibility to bring them up into your spiritual children.
这样才让神的心意得到满足。
That you will be pleased.
更是我们有些没有自己肉身孩子的。
For those who don't have children.
可是神的心意也要他们可以能够有很多属灵的孩子。
We'll know your will is for us to have many spiritual children.
所以每一位女性,
so everybody who are here,
都应该是一个好的母亲。
We can all learn to be good mothers.
我们这时候向神祈求。
We always we pray to you.
神啊, 就求你赐福, 分给所有的母亲。
Grant our prayer.
因为他们心中细腻地照顾他们的属灵的孩子。
And they nurture their spiritual children.
他们不但是按照神的心意教养。
We will do it according to your will.
他们有多少的流泪的祷告,
or the tear that they shed.
他们有流汗的教养,
or the sweat that they spend.
甚至于心中有忧虑的时候,
or the anxiety that they have.
他们向神支取力量。
We can draw strength from you.
我们求神大大的爱浇灌在他们的心中。
May your love fill all our hearts.
让神的爱充满他们。
That your love will fill everyone.
他们以生命来影响生命的时候,
that our life will affect their life.
甚至燃烧自己的生命给孩子,
that will burn up and light up the way for them.
就让神给他们心中的力量。
May God give us inner strength.
让他们能够以神的力量来教养孩子。
That we have the strength that comes from you to teach them.
当他们在悲伤的时候,
in the time of sorrow,
求神赐给他们从你那边来的安慰。
May you grant them your comfort.
因为父神是所有安慰的源头。
Because you are source of all comfort.
这时候就让神的安慰临到每一位母亲。
May your comfort come to all every mother.
我们知道母亲常常为她的孩子担忧的。
We know all the mothers are anxious about our children.
为他们所碰到的困难觉得自己无力的。
To feel so helpless as they face their challenge.
甚至守望的祷告, 想到他们以后的光景。
We pray for their future.
我们就让神的力量大大的降临到每一位母亲的身上。
May the strength that comes from you fill every mother.
让他们细微不至的照顾成为他们教养孩子的力量。
That our care will bring to fruition.
当他们有困难时候就回到父神面前。
As we run into difficulty, we can always remember you.
因为主耶稣就是他们的避难所。
Because you are our shelter.
让他们重新得力的再能够全力的出来教养孩子。
in you we can renew our strength again.
甚至在患难的时候
in the time of trouble,
你求神成为他们随时的帮助
and you will be our help.
最后我们向神祈求
finally we pray to you again.
虽然我们浇灌
as we are teaching,
我们撒种
as we nurture,
可是真正让孩子成长的是父亲。
We know you are the one that makes them grow.
就让我们所有的母亲们
all the mother here,
和父亲们
and the father,
我们一起向神祈求。
We pray together.
让我们所做的工求神来建立起来。
May God establish the work of our hands.
求神来建立所有父母所做的工。
And you establish all the work of the parents.
今天是一年一度的母亲节。
In this annual Mother's Day,
就让神充满所有的母亲。
So every mother's heart,
从神那边得到最大的力量
and the strength that only you can give.
继续来养育儿女
and we continue to nurture them.
与丈夫一起来建立他们的家庭
together with her husband.
这样祷告祈求
we pray all this in Jesus' name.
奉我主耶稣基督的圣
名 in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
今天我们用一个题目大家来分享
Today I want to share a topic with you.
为母之道
Learn to be a godly mother.
那当然按照刚刚的大家所念的经文
The verse that we just read before
记得约翰福音十九章二十六到二十七节
来你的大夫好像
这边特别讲了耶稣看到他母亲的时候
When Jesus saw his mother
跟他所爱的门徒站在边上
And also the disciple he loved standing by
就对他母亲说
he tell his mother
看你的儿子
Behold your son.
又对那门徒说
And he turned to the disciple and said,
看你的母亲
Behold your mother.
今天我们的信息就从看你的母亲这边开始
Behold your mother is the theme of our message.
因为这句话的意义是非常的丰富的
Because these phrases are very meaningful.
你想当时候在耶稣将要在十字架上成就他救赎计划的时候
As Jesus was hung on the cross to do the work of God.
他说看你的母亲
He said, "Behold your mother."
这个看你母亲有下面几个意思。
They are following meaning in that phrase.
一个好像是说，看这位是你的榜样。
First, he said, "Behold an example."
看这位母亲将是你看到神母亲该怎么样做的一个效法的地方。
Behold a mother that would be an example.
看你母亲也是有点像是要尊敬她的意思。
Behold also implies respect.
甚至看你母亲是要她继续不断地跟从了这位母亲的脚踪
To behold your mother is so often continue to follow them
我们有时候俗话说
There's a common saying
每一个成功的人的后面
Behind every successful man
都有一个伟大的女人
There's a great woman
你以为这女人是谁
What do you think the woman is referring to?
讲到神创造按照神的形象来创造男女的时候
When God created man and woman in His image,
我们知道神创造了女人。
You know God created woman.
后来他又赐给亚当一个配偶。
And He gave Adam a mate.
配偶就是最佳的帮手。
A best helper for him.
所以女人之外还有一个重要的角色，就是成为丈夫的最佳帮手。
So the wife also has a job of becoming the best helper for the husband.
可是当亚当给他妻子取名的时候
And then Adam named his wife
他取名为夏娃
He named Eve
夏娃的意思你知道是什么吗
What does Eve mean? You know?
他是众生之母
He's the mother of all mother
因此你就可以知道
That's why you can know
一个姊妹一个女性的一个重要的角色
One of the important role of a woman
最圣洁最崇高的就是母亲
The most holy task is to be the mother
当亚当为他妻子取名称为夏娃的时候
When Adam named his wife Eve
这个名
His name
就代表了他的期望他的角色的意义更是角色的责任
It also refers to the work or the expectation for Eve
所有这边所有的姊妹
All the sisters here
按照神的心意，你们都是众生之母。
According to God's way, you are all mother to someone.
为什么我这样讲？
Why do I say that?
因为我们都有肉身的孩子。
We all have our physical children.
光是养育地上的肉身的儿女还不够。
You know, besides nurture our own physical children.
因为神要我们按照神的心意来教养和警戒我们的孩子。
In fact, I want to ask to nurture our spiritual, physical children.
因此，神要我们教养我们的孩子们成为属灵属神的孩子。
We want to nurture them so they can become children of God.
因此，若有姊妹们没有孩子，
even if you don't have any children here,
神也是特别的心意在其中。
Even God have a will for you.
因为神最终是要属灵的孩子。
God is looking for spiritual children.
所以任何姊妹若没有自己的肉身孩子
For those who don't have your own child children
不要担心，因为神的心意是要你们要领养很多很多教养很多很多属灵的孩子。
Don't be anxious because God have a task for you to nurture many spiritual children.
所以我们今天就从刚刚约翰福音十九章所念的经文我们来思想。
We want to meditate on this verse.
我们今天分享的题目是为母之道。
How to be a spiritual mother.
让我们才从玛利亚的身上来看看怎么样来学习做一个母亲。
We want to learn from Mary how to be a spiritual mother.
第一点我们想到这位玛利亚她是
When we think, look at Mary
她是非常非常顺从神旨意的母亲。
She's a mother who obeyed or submit to God.
相信她当时从圣灵怀孕的时候
When she was pregnant with the child by the Holy Spirit
她那时候从天使的言语中她知道她担当了异样重任。
From the angels she knows there's a heavy task for her
我们的弥赛亚要从她怀孕生子而生
The Messiah is going to be coming from her
因此她就顺服下
And she submit to him
不但顺服下来，而且他知道这一位将是会成就我们救恩的人。
Not only to meet his need to, she knew realized he is going to be the Messiah, the Savior of all.
因此，借着先知西面跟他述说
，That's why through the words of the prophet,
他会知道以后他将会失去这个。
She also realized she going to lose him one day.
为了所有人类的罪，解决罪的问题。
To resolve the sin of mankind.
所以这位母亲就完完全全顺服在神的心意之下。
That's why his mother Mary submit herself completely under God.
我相信神拣选玛利亚当耶稣的肉身的母亲。
You know, I think God chose Mary to be Jesus, the physical mother.
因为我们主耶稣在十架上是完完全全顺服了父神的心意。
Because Jesus on the cross, he too submit completely to the will of the Father.
所以我相信主耶稣拣选的玛利亚成为耶稣的母亲。
That's why, in the same way, God chose Mary to be Jesus' mom.
因为父神知道这位是顺服神心意的母亲。
Because he knows she is the woman who obeyed God.
这也成为我们所有母亲们应该学习的。
This is something that we can all learn.
第二点我们学习到是，玛利亚在耶稣小的时候就带到圣殿里。
We also learned that Mary took Jesus to the temple while he was very young.
学习神的话。
Learn God's words.
因此在路加福音有两段经文。
That's why there are two verses in the book of Luke.
在第二章的四十节这样说。
In chapter 2 we read.
他说孩子渐渐长大。
As the child grows older.
强健起来。
Grows spiritually and physically.
充满智慧又有神的恩在他身上。
So with God's grace.
所以我们每一位母亲都应该有这种学习玛利亚的榜样。
All the mothers should learn from Mary.
把孩子带到教会。
We should bring our children to the church.
不只是让他们学习世上的学问。
Not only we want to teach them the worldly wisdom.
要让这孩子充满了神那边来的智慧。
We also want them to learn the wisdom of God.
使得神的恩在他的身上慢慢的增加。
So that God's grace would grow in them.
第二段经文是在路加福音第二章五十二节。
Another verse will be book Luke chapter 5.
耶稣的智慧和生量。
Jesus grows spiritually and physically.
并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
Both men and God were pleased with him.
因此 作为母亲的。
That's why all the mother.
是要把孩子带到一个属神的地方。
We want God bring them to a place.
教会里面去让他们学习神的话语。
Not only to learn God's words.
不只是他的生命长大。
Not only does they grow physically.
而且让耶稣的生命越来越长大在他们身上。
But like Jesus, they will grow both spiritually and physically.
你知道我们孩子在成长的过程中。
You know, as our children grow,
他们的分辨能力
their ability to distinguish right and wrong
是跟他们生命的成熟度有关系的
It's a proportionate to their physical growth
只有当他们慢慢的属灵的成长
As they grow spiritually
越来越有基督长成的身量
Become like Jesus Christ
他们才能够分辨是非
And they can really distinguish right and wrong
这是以弗所说第四章神非常仔细的教导
These are something we learn in the book of Ephesus.
今天你们将有五位孩子，我说他们孩子，其实他们青少年了。
I know it's five children, but they are already young men, young lady.
他们将要接受浸礼。
They're going to be baptized today.
我刚刚有幸跟他们谈了一下。
I talked with them briefly.
真的很感谢神。
I really thank God.
他每一位很清楚为什么要信神。
They don't know clearly why they want to be baptized.
甚至于他们愿意大大的去认识这位神。
They also express interest to know God more.
甚至于好几位说他们愿意再去传福音。
They also say they want to learn to share the gospel.
他们愿意借着他们所学的来服侍神。
They want to use what they learn to serve.
他们要把过去的恶习全部丢掉。
They want to get rid of a lot of bad habits they had before.
再不被电子游戏捆绑。
They don't want to play the computer game that much anymore.
他们愿意更多的认识神。
They want to know God more.
他们在后面都在笑。
I know they are happy.
感谢神。当我跟他们谈的时候
，When I talk to them，
我想这些做父母的
，I know all the parents，
就是跟当时玛利亚把耶稣带到教会里面去学习神的话。
We are merely like Mary, bring them to the church, to the temple.
第三点
，Thirdly。
你知道做一个母亲的服侍
You know to learn to serve as a mother
真的我们做丈夫都要感谢神
All husbands should be very grateful
因为一个母亲的服侍从玛利亚身上看来
Because the service of the work of the mother
是一个十字架的服侍
Is like the work of the cross
因为他们是一个生命来影响生命的服侍
They use their life to serve
所以他们实际上服侍先要自己要舍己的
Before they can serve, they got to be willing to self-sacrifice.
天天背起自己的十字架来跟从神的道理。
Every day they carry the burden of cross to follow.
所以教一个孩子
，to teach a child，
母亲跟孩子的亲密度
，to have that intimacy with the child。
孩子的生命是常常从母亲身上学到很多东西。
Child learns so much from the mother.
所以一个母亲必须要舍掉自己的老我。
Only when the mother is willing to give up herself.
使得孩子可以真正学到基督。
Only can the child really learn to be like Christ.
这个十字架的服侍
the work or the service of the cross,
除了舍己之外
besides self-sacrifice,
还要带孩子学习侍奉神。
We also bring them along to learn to serve God.
我刚看到我们这边的乐队
We see your little band.
我们的诗班
Your chorus.
哇，他们都在服侍神呢、啊。
They are all in some way serving God.
他们有时候背的圣经比我们还背得熟了。
I know they probably know more scripture than we do.
他们就在学习服侍神。
Here they are learning to serve.
所以作为一位母亲的
，That's for all the mother.
常常心中有征战。
There is always an inner struggle.
你是注重孩子的 SAT 的分数呢
？Should we pay more attention to his SAT score?
注意他们学校的成绩呢
？Or their report card，
还是注意他们的运动体育活动呢
？Or their athletic performance，
还是你愿意分别出来时间
？Or should we set time apart，
让他们读圣经
，so that they can read the Bible，
让他们学习服侍神
，so they can also learn to serve God。
你知道这是一个征战
？You know this is a real struggle。
可是当然答案是很明显
，But the answer is very clear。
先求神的国和神的义
First seek his kingdom and his righteousness
别的这一切都加给你
Everything else God will add to you
所以 所以这个服侍者是十字架的服侍。
This servant, the servant of the cross.
做母亲的先要舍掉自己，老我的要求。
Mother must have first get rid of the old self.
一个基督徒
for Christians,
如果 if 只是在眼前的盼望成为我们的目标。
You only the visible physical thing is your goal.
是比其他没有信主的人还要可怜。
We will be more miserable than the unbelievers.
因为我们虽然信了神。
Because even when we believe in God,
我们的目标还是放在眼前看得到的真数或者是活动。
And when all our hopes are still dependent on these visible things,
忘记了神一个大的方向的目标。
We forget to see God's great plan.
让我们能够得到更丰盛的生命。
That we might receive an abundant life.
所以母亲要学习玛利亚的服事。
That's why all the mothers have to learn to be like Mary.
当你在权衡孩子的方向。
As you plan for their future,
他追求的成绩
they search for higher grades,
是不是代表他所有人生的以后的一切？
Is that the whole of their life?
还是他属灵的生命可能更重要？
Even more important is their spiritual life.
所以这个十字架的侍奉不简单。
That's why the servant of the cross is a difficult work.
我们必须要让主耶稣基督活在心中。
We must allow Christ to live within us.
做一个母亲的才能够真正的行出十字架的侍奉。
Then the mother will be able to do the service of the cross.
所以我这边也鼓励每个家庭。
That's why I want to encourage every family.
在世界上带领孩子。
As we teach our children in the world.
成就神的心意。
We want to teach them to do God's will.
永远都是在征战中。
For this is an eternal struggle.
你要看到人的征战吗？
Are you longing for the praise of man?
还是你重视神的称赞？
Do you long for the praise of God?
属于人的称赞是暂时的。
The praise of man are temporary.
会骄傲的。
It makes us prideful.
甚至于是劳苦愁烦。
In the end, it can then lead to anxiety.
转眼成功。
Everything is come to an event.
如飞而去。
And then we disappear.
这是真的。
These are very real.
你相信吗？
You believe it.
如果相信的话
If you believe it,
这个十字架的侍奉将是对孩子们是最重要的一种事。
And the service of the cross is the most important thing for them to learn.
第四点
Fourthly,
要教导孩子们无畏的信心。
We want to teach them to have a sincere faith.
玛利亚跟夏娃有不一样。
There's a difference between Mary and Eve.
夏娃是一个肉身的教育。
Eve represents physical mother.
是玛利亚，却是一个信心的一个教育。
But Mary teaches us the way of the faith.
记得在提摩太前书
，In the first Timothy,
有提到无畏的信心。
He talked about sincere faith.
谈到提摩太的信心。
He talked about Timothy's faith.
不只是他母亲。
Not only come from her mother,
天天为他祷告，为他培养。
The mother who prayed for him constantly.
而且他外祖母也就已经开始。
Even at his grandmother.
所以，一个母亲要培养孩子的信心。
That's for us to nurture a child's faith.
从现在就要开始。
We have to start right away.
然后再继续不断的一代传一代下去。
And then continue from generation to generation.
这边所讲是无畏的信心。
This talk about the sincere faith.
是不是虚假的？
That is not hypocritical.
是真正的。
Is real.
从心中发出来。
Coming from the inner heart.
这样子生命必然影响到一代又一代。
That kind of life will affect the next generation.
相信当时玛利亚。
That's why I believe Mary.
她是凭着信心过她上面所讲的几样神给她的任务。
I faith is able to do the task of God's effort.
可是看起来是很不容易的事情。
It might seem very difficult.
可是神居然在这个家庭里面。
But God won't put in her family.
是改变了整个世界。
Her family changed the whole world.
也改变了整个属灵的世界的光景。
It also changed the spiritual world.
主耶稣最后成就了救恩计划。
Jesus was able to complete the salvation work of God.
当他说成了之后
，When he said it is finished，
他才跟这位门徒讲，看你的母亲。
And he said to his disciple， Behold your mother。
所以看你的母亲。
Behold your mother。
这就不是一个人一个孩子的事情。
Not just for a child。
因为这看你的母亲里面有包括了属灵的孩子的意味着。
Because it's for all the spiritual children。
让这位门徒从此开始培养很多属灵的孩子。
That this disciple one day would also nurture many spiritual children。
让所有的姊妹们、母亲们开始学习怎么样做一个所谓神所喜悦的母亲。
Let's all learn to be a mother that will be pleasing to God。
所以要做一个属灵的母亲。
Let's be a spiritual mother。
我们不只是要看世上的成绩。
Not only do we want to look at the accomplishment of the world。
要看在天上神所谓的成绩。
We also want to keep the heavenly score。
我们要按照神的心意来教养、警戒我们的孩子。
According to His will, we want to nurture our children。
我很喜欢教养和警戒。
I also like nurture and discipline。
只是教跟养够的。
Not only teach and discipline is not enough。
警戒里面包括你要开始管教孩子。
Discipline。
要提醒孩子未来的问题
to remind them of the future challenge
现在心中的难处
all the inner difficulty they will have
使得他们成为一个属灵属于神的孩子
so that they can belong to God
因此我想勉励所有的母亲们
and I encourage every mother
刚刚所讲的五项
the five points that we mentioned
第一个我们要做一个顺服神的母亲
First, we want to be an obedient mother to God.
第二，要带孩子学基督的母亲。
We want to be a mother that brings them to Christ.
第三，是要在十字架服侍的母亲。
Thirdly, we want to do the service that the service across like the cross.
第四，要培养孩子有一个无畏的信心的母亲。
Fourthly, we want to nurture a sincere faith in them.
最后是成为一个属灵的母亲。
Finally, to be a spiritual mother.
把你自己孩子变成一个属于神的孩子。
So that our children can become children of God.
同时以你的生命可以带动其他属灵的孩子。
So their life can also uptake another children.
这就是神的心意。
These are the will of God.
愿今天这些话语。
May the message that we share today.
成为每位母亲的祝福。
Become a blessing for everyone.
当然也成为每一个孩子属灵孩子的祝福。
Come the blessing for all our children.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父，我们求你保守每一位母亲的身心灵的健康。
Our Heavenly Father, we ask you to protect God for the mother's here.
就把刚刚信息里面看这位母亲的信息。
That was learned from the message.
成为我们每位母亲的为母之道的一个基础。
So we can all learn to be spiritual mother.
学习顺服神。
Learn to submit and obey to you.
学习让孩子学基督。
To learn to teach our children to be like Christ.
要知道如何服侍十字架的侍奉。
So that we can serve the way of the cross.
以信心和生命来影响孩子。
By our faith, by our life, that we can affect them.
让我们成为一个属灵属神孩子的母亲。
So that our children and us can be all belong to you.
一切我们把一切荣耀成就都交给神。
We give all of the glory to you.
因为若不是耶和华建造房屋
If not for you build the building
建造的人就枉然
The builder will be laboring in vain
若不是耶和华看守城池
If that God did not guard the city
看守的人就枉然警醒
The watchman will watch in vain
我们求每一位母亲跟父亲好好的教养儿女
We pray that all the mother and father would teach our children
警戒他们
Discipline them
使他们成为属神的孩子
so they can all become your child.
愿神来成就这一切。
May God accomplish all the work.
这样祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.